efforts to end domestic violence brought a delegation from Mongolia to Nome on Monday. The group, made up of social workers, shelter managers, police officers, and others, were there to learn how Alaska is addressing high rates of sexual assault and domestic violence. KNOM's Laura Craigle reports.
It's noon at Nome's United Methodist Church, and the Inupiaq Choir is welcoming over a dozen Mongolian delegates with a performance of Praise Ye the Lord. The music kicks off a meeting hosted by members of the Bering Sea Women's Group, the Nome Social Justice Task Force, and other community leaders. Beyond forming new friendships and sharing homemade salmon patties, the goal is to give their Mongolian counterparts an idea of how Alaska responds to domestic violence. When it comes to this issue, the two places have a lot in common. That's according to Tuv Shinjar Galgantimer, a psychologist and manager at the National Center Against Violence in Mongolia. Through a translator, she said the similarities between Alaska and Mongolia are what made the delegation eager to take this trip.
There are like some similar statistics and rates, but like the rate of domestic violence cases, like sexual assault cases, they are relatively higher in our. And also like in terms of geography, like we also have rural areas where the people are scattered in Mongolia. So all these experiences that Alaskan people have already achieved will be interesting for us.
The delegates heard all about those experiences from their first stops in Juneau and Anchorage to their final visit in Nome, where they toured the Anvil Mountain Correctional Center, Norton Sound Regional Hospital, and the District Attorney's Office before learning about specific Nome initiatives against domestic violence. Ultimately, though, the Monday lunch meeting wasn't really about statistics or hands-on training. Instead, the main message from Nome leaders was that no community can address domestic violence without getting at the cause. And for many places, including Alaska and Mongolia, that means understanding how colonization and racism have inflicted lasting trauma on Native people, and how that trauma manifests in domestic violence and other social issues that aren't easily solved. With that in mind, Gantimer said the delegation is excited to get back home and continue their work with new insight from and an ongoing relationship with their new connections in Alaska.
We have a lot planned when we go back, where we'll do advocacy towards changing the legislation.
The Mongolian delegates wrapped up the meeting with some music of their own. Performed in the Mongolian language, they said their song was about a mother's unconditional love. Reporting in Nome, I'm Laura Craigle.